when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
ولعن الله ابن مرجان ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا.
Brothers and sisters, we have reached this excerpt of زيارة العاشوراء. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. And may Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. From this part of Ziyaratul Ashura, Desire, the one who recites this Ziyarah, he is taught to curse specific groups of people who played fundamental roles in oppressing those who were in the plains of Karbala. Now, about the true meaning of la'n, we said that it means to pray to Allah to distance from His mercy those who deserve to be distanced. But the meaning of curse is invocation of evil on someone. And by having a look at the true definition of these two words, we understand that the word curse cannot really replace the word la'n in our translation. So whenever we employ the word curse, we are referring to its accurate meaning of la'n when we are moving on in our discussions, translating the parts, for example, like this part, la'n Allahu ala Ziyad, may Allah curse ala Ziyad, the clan of Ziyad. The true meaning is, may Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad. So this is the true meaning. And whenever, from now on, we use the word curse, we refer to the accurate meaning of la'n. Now, let's talk about the word sab a bit. In the Arabic language, the word sab is quite different from the word la'n. Sab means shatm, and to speak ill of someone or somebody. And its etymological meaning is to cut. Some experts of lexicography believe that even the word sab is more stern than shatm, because shatm means to speak ill of someone, but sab is not like that. So it is incorrect to say that by invoking Allah to expel those who deserve to be expelled, by praying to Allah to distance those who deserve to be distanced from His mercy, we are speaking ill of someone. We are not actually employing abusive language about those people. This is what has been reflected in the Holy Quran too. Imam Ali alayhi salam is reported to have said, إِنِّي أَكْرَهُ لَكُمْ أَن تَكُونُوا سَبَّابِينَ وَلَكِنَّكُمْ لَوْ وَصَفْتُمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ وَذَكَرْتُمْ حَالَهُمْ كان أصوب في القول وأبلغ في العذر. I indeed dislike you to be frequent vilifiers, but were you to describe their actions and mention their estate, it would be more correct in speech and more convincing in excuse.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates Him. He understands His dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we are talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So what we can say as conclusion is that the Holy Quran is giving us light in this concept. And since it is the fundamental source of Islam, those who carefully read it will have no doubt that Islam permits a believer to express la'an to a category of people who deserve to be distanced from his mercy. For example, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَكْتُمُونَ مَا أَنزَلْنَا مِنَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَالْهُدَى مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا بَيَّنَّاهُ لِلنَّاسِ فِي الْكِتَابِ أُولَٰئِكَ يَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَلْعَنُهُمُ اللَّاعِنُونَ. Those who conceal what we have sent down of manifest proofs and guidance, they shall be cursed by Allah and cursed by the cursors. Now, we truly know, according to the Holy Quran, that our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam never spoke out of his own desire. The source of what he says is divine revelation. This is what the Holy Quran says. And there are traditions that clearly say that Allah the Exalted ordered his messenger to openly announce to people the succession of Imam Ali alayhi salam in specific place. And if he were not to do so, then he would have failed in communicating the divine message in its total form. So, the ones who conceal this divine revelation are cursed by Allah. And those are the ones who never repented. That is why they are always cursed by the Almighty Allah. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.